5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. Where are we at? Check the clock. It is, in fact, 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee. And as I have begun to talk, my cat is waking up. Oh, look at her stand up on the blanket. Oh, and she's stretching. And here she comes. Oh, look in her chops. Oh, now she's got to stretch some more. Oh, she's heading this way. Oh, yeah. So anyway, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And here comes Pofu Pofu-chan, Ohio! What you doing? The cat wants to chew on the plastic bag. There she goes. The plastic bag that is full of my guitar parts. I still haven't started working on that particular guitar yet. But that's okay. So anyway, I'm sitting here with a big cup of tea. Haven't even taken a sip out of it yet. Brand new, fresh cup of tea. Oh, it's good. It's delicious. It is a little bit hot. Oh, yeah. So I'm sitting here. And boy, do I have a predicament. Because, as you know, being a Sunday, what am I doing? Well, obviously, I'm watching football. And we've got a big, important football game going on here in the Premier League, the English Premier League. It's the big derby. The big derby. And we got about, one-third left. Oh, here she is. Oh, konnichiwa, Pofu Pofu-chan. What you doing? You want to do blanky stuff? Blanky stuff, shio yo. Trying out all my Japanese on my cat. What do you want to do, Pippa? She just sat here. That's kind of funny. That's weird. She's just sort of walked up and sat next to me. You want me to get the... Okay, yes. She wants me to get the banky ready. Okay, I'll get the blanky ready for you. Oh, yeah. It's not ready yet. She's still climbing up on me. There you go. Okay. How does that? How's that? Is that good? There you go. That's a good baby. Ugh. Yeah, now I'll pet you up. Oh, good morning. Who's a good kitty? Who's a good kitty in the morning? Yes, that's you. Speaking of mornings, I've had kind of a strange one. Not really. Sort of. Kind of. So I went to bed last night kind of late because I was up. You know, it was Saturday night. I was watching anime and stuff, and I saw some good stuff. Saw a bunch of things, including what was that even called? I don't even remember. There was this one series, and it was about this kid who plays shogi. And I thought, oh, I'll watch this. And then about, 3 minutes into it, I'm not even 3 minutes into it, I realized, well, this is just basically the shogi version of Ikaru no Go, which is about a kid who plays Go. I do love Go. I'm only minorly familiar with shogi, but I decided to watch it anyway because watching these things, you don't really need to know much about the actual game that they're playing. And it was good. Was it as good as Ikaru? It was a little different. Plot line was a little bit different. And I thought it was funny. There were some really good funny parts and some real kawaii moments and some fun tsundere characters. And yeah, it was double tsundere. It was great. And I watched a couple of episodes of something else. I watched 3 episodes of something else, something kind of new. And that's why there was only 3 episodes of it. And what was that called? It was called Dame Prince Caravan? Dame Prince Anime Caravan, something. It was odd. And it was kind of funny, too. The subject matter wasn't as interesting. It was just about this girl who was a princess. Yul. And I don't want to watch princess stuff. But she was actually sort of a cool princess, really down to earth and blah, blah, blah. She has to go to another country and she meets a bunch of princes who are all just, hilarious stereotypes. I kind of liked it. It was kind of funny. And then there was this little magical animal who was supposed to be a baby griffin. What the hell was that thing and what was the point of having it? I don't know. You know how anime is sometimes. So that was fun. And I kind of want to watch some more anime today, but that's going to be a while before I do that. And then I got to remember not to watch it tonight. Because this afternoon I'm going to work on my amp, on my guitar amplifier, the tube amp. And then tonight, at 8:30 p.m. local time, I've got to watch the race, the F1 race. Now, the funny thing is, the F1 race is actually on live right now on a different channel. Strangely enough, I didn't quite get up early enough to watch it from the beginning, and I probably wouldn't have anyway. Because, well, I've got this important football game. I've got this other stuff I got to do. I got to do the show. And I need to eat and do all that stuff. And so I'm waiting to watch the F1 race later tonight when that gets replayed at 8:30. So, yeah, that's my plan. I'm watching some football. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's about 15 or 20 minutes left to play. I'm pretty excited. Oh, yeah. I actually could have gotten up earlier. Because I did actually wake up a couple of times. Jeez, I went to bed late. After 3:30. But I probably fell asleep before 4. And I woke up a few hours later. And boy, was I glad to see that it was still dark. Although I was scared there for a minute that, oh my god, I slept until sunset. That's a strange fear I have sometimes. But no, I woke up, it was probably around like 7:30. And when I found out that it was still morning, I was greatly relieved. So I rolled over and went back to sleep. And I woke up again once or twice, and somewhere in there, I had a dream. And this was messed up. Because I dreamt that I woke up, and it was, the beginning of another typical day. And in my dream, I went up into my kitchen, and I was making tea, and I was talking to somebody. Somebody was in my house, a female person, apparently my girlfriend, which I sort of don't really have, and this wasn't anybody I recognized. This was just some weird sort of composite female that was, what was that person even doing? I don't know, in my kitchen. That doesn't make any sense. But then in my dream, I looked out the window over the sink and I noticed that the tree had fallen down. The big tree in my backyard that I've been trying to get taken out forever and is still standing. And here's the funniest part. I'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, so I had this dream that the tree had fallen down, but when the tree fell down, it sort of conveniently broke, and it fell into my yard, and it sort of fell as logs. So it wasn't like one whole tree just tipped over. It was just a bunch of logs sort of piled up in my backyard and on some of my yew trees. My yard is, my whole backyard is sort of bordered with tall yews. And some of the logs had fallen into the yews and bent them over and weird stuff. And I woke up shortly after that. Did I go back to sleep? And then, I don't remember. But anyway. Good tea. So I dreamt that the tree fell down. And I was mad because, well, it fell down. But I was sort of happy because, you know, it sort of fell in these conveniently sized pieces. But, you know, then it still meant that somebody had to carry those logs out, which I wasn't happy about. But then I was sort of happy that, haha, the tree fell down. I'm not even going to tell the tree trimmer guys. So when they show up, I'll just say, what tree? What are you talking about? There's no tree here. You know, because these are the people who have been yanking me around for months, literally months. So the funny thing is I was looking at my calendar in the other room. I have this actual physical paper calendar, and I only really use it for one thing, and that is... I use it as a checklist for doing dubious goals committee. You know, did I do a show for this day? Did I do a show for this day? Or this day, this day? And basically what I do is I just write down the file name of the show for that day on the calendar. And sometimes I make other notes, like, what did we do that day? Did I go to Harrenhaven? Did I do something special? Blah, blah, blah. And this way I sort of have a casual list of shows, and I know what the good ones are, and blah, blah, blah. And since I started using the calendar, I decided, well, I might as well use it as an actual calendar, too. And so I do use it for one other thing, and I do use it to... write my doctor's appointments on, which doesn't really make all that sense because my doctor's appointments are on the same day at the same time, and they have been for well over a year and a half. So I don't really need to write it down. It's Thursday, it's 1 o'clock, right? So... I keep this calendar pretty much right by my computer. And I just glanced at the calendar today, you know, not even, you know, like 20 minutes ago. And I was like, oh, today's Sunday, tomorrow's Monday. And then I started to vaguely remember something. Oh, yeah, isn't tomorrow one of the days they said they were going to take out the tree? Because if you'll remember, this all started back in September, then October, and then, you know, September, then it got put off to October, then it got put off to November. And then I thought it got put off until December. But I got an email from my dad a couple days ago saying, you know, the tree guys are scheduled to come on Monday, aren't they? Or something like that. I thought, no, I thought that got put off until until December, blah, blah, blah. And so now I can't even actually remember when the tree trimmer guys are supposed to show up. I don't remember. I don't know. It's been all so confusing and whatever. But I thought it was strange, or at least interesting, because I haven't even thought about the tree in a few days or even up to a week. And I thought, Well, this is weird. I had the tree dream the day before one of the days that the tree guys said that they were going to blah, 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 blah. And you know, now that I think about it, maybe I know where this dream came from after all. A branch. It's been really windy here for the last couple days. And a dead branch on one of my pin oaks in the front yard fell off and is lying in the middle of my yard. I guess I should probably do something about that. I don't think the lawnmower guys are coming anymore, so it's not like I need to move it for the lawn guys. It's not that big. It just needs to be cut up into, you know, like 4 or 5 pieces, etc., and blah, blah, blah. Trees. I really like them in general. But now that I'm actually responsible for a few of them, it's like, wow, what a pain. That sounds terrible. Tobe, aren't you some kind of tree hugger? You're always running around in the forest. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I am. I like trees. They make shade. They make oxygen. They make things for people to crash their cars into. Not only do trees clean the air, they also sort of clean the gene pool. Trees are good places for birds and other dudes to live, like squirrels. Yeah, squirrels are fun. Oh, good tea. Oh, yeah. Can't get enough of it. Absolutely delicious. So yeah, are the tree guys going to come tomorrow? I don't think so. And when I say I don't think so, I'm under the impression that they do not think that they have to be here tomorrow. I think they think that this is being put off until December. And even if I didn't think that, I would probably think that they weren't coming just because they have a tendency not to show up when they're supposed to. So we'll see what happens. Will I wake up to chainsaws and, you know, tree eaters, tree chippers tomorrow? That's a loud noise. That is a loud noise. So anywho, my ears are itchy. What does that mean? What's the old wives' tale for that? That just means that somebody's talking about you or something. I don't know. Why are my ears itchy? What is this really a sign of for our boy Tobster? It could mean anything. Now, this tends to mean that I'm a little bit dehydrated. And, why am I makes me crazy, makes me a little bit zippy. So anywho, I don't know, maybe I just need more tea. Everybody needs more tea. Oh yeah, so delicious. Last night before I went to bed, right before I went to bed, I was watching Pachinko again. Good tea. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been watching Pachinko again just because, I don't know. I like all the flashing lights and the weird colors and all the wacky stuff and it's just too good. I'm particularly enamored with this one channel on YouTube. I don't know the name of it because it's written in Japanese. But boy, they spend a lot of time documenting various pachinko machines. And last night I was watching I was watching a machine that had the theme of now this is the weird part. I can't read any of the writing on the screen, and I'm not very familiar with every single anime franchise that pachinko machines are based on. But about a month ago, I remember reading about something, and a franchise known as, I think it's called Sergeant Frog or something like that. But last night I started watching this machine and I realized that, oh, this is that franchise. The main character is this alien frog that has a blonde afro. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I don't remember the exact plot of the anime. The frogs are aliens and they've come to take over and or destroy Earth. I don't remember the plot. And the one frog who's in charge of it, in charge of the invasion or destruction of Earth, he's kind of lazy and he doesn't want to. But I can't remember. He's really into something Earthling. He's really into something like video games or something. I can't remember. This would be the eponymous Sergeant Frog. And so he always is sparing Earth so he can continue to play video games or pachinko or so. I don't know what the plot of the damn thing is. I just read something about it. And I recognize, well, this is what this is, and blah, blah, blah. It's so wacky. Gosh, I really wish I was in a pachinko parlor right now. And through the magic of radio, we could make that happen. Yeah. What machine is this? What pachinko machine is this? I have no idea. I'm putting on my glasses, and I do not recognize any of these characters or anything. Although here we have a generic Japanese schoolgirl with a sword. That is pretty common. There's a lot of anime of chicks with swords. And here's the, you know, obligatory underwear shot. Oh, look, the wind blows. Her skirt flips up. Yeah. So anyhow. I love the sound. I love the noise that these make. It's like a casino plus something else. A video arcade. It's amazing. Yay! Samurai something. Ne? Love this crazy ass music. Oh my god. I'm gonna get hurt. Turn this off, quick, turn it off. Oh, thank God. I know what you're thinking, Tobe, you just said that you loved that stuff and blah blah blah, and you can't stop watching it and blah blah. Yeah, no, that's the thing is, I don't want to have that on right now when I'm trying to do my show, because I'll just get hooked onto watching it, da-na-na-na-na, and watching all those tiny little, I guess they're not tiny. What's the diameter of a pachinko ball? Is it 11 millimeters? Why does Tobe know that? How could I possibly know? You know what the irony is? I think I have pachinko balls within reach. Yeah, here's two right here. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, measure them. I don't know. My calipers are in the other room. Blah blah blah. I'm feeling pretty lazy today, pretty lazy. What to do? Okay, I think I need some music. Oh, there goes Pippa. She's. zipping by. Oh, what do we got? It's Haruo Mihasuno. Why is it stopping? Oh, here we go. Hosono. Hosono-sama. Yes, that was the first track off of Omni Sightseeing from 1989. Yeah, welcome back to my 80s. That's what I was listening to in 1989. Omni Sightseeing. What a great album that was. I have a feeling I'm going to be listening to a lot more of that today. That sounds like a good idea. I am a huge fan of Haruo Mihasuno and everything he's done because he's pretty cool. And if you don't know where Hosono-sama comes from, he was in a very famous band called Yellow Magic Orchestra with a couple of other guys, namely Ryuichi Sakamoto and Yukihiro Takahashi. But yeah, I've always been a real big Hosono fan because he did some cool stuff. I haven't heard that in a long time. How many albums has Hosono-sama released? Jeez, I don't know. So many that it's probably not even funny. And you know, we could talk about it here some more, but what somebody really needs to do is to start the Hosono show on a non-radio. Have, you know, half an hour once a week or whatever. That's nothing but Haruo Mihasuno. Maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Speaking of a non-radio shows, being as it's Sunday, coming up next, right after Dubious Goals Committee, is On the Air with DJ T-Show. T-Show will be spinning all the cool new tunes live from Bulgaria. And that is coming up next in just about 1 minute's time. As for me, who am I? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day, every single damn day, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta get out of here. My cat's doing something. What are you doing? Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
アワーズ00ミニッツプレサイ3。